Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope Noir, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm good, thank you.
I'm so excited. I'm Penelope, I'm Guy.
Hi, Guy.
I'm playing Rachel this morning. And I love fashion, so you can only imagine how excited I was when I found out we'd be discussing fashion with the Penelope Noir.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed now.
No, please don't be. First of all, could you please appraise my outfit for me?
Should I describe what you're wearing?
If you'd like.
So this morning, Guy's attire is... No, you look excellent.
Oh my gosh, and you look so good too. And doesn't Zoe look an absolute picture?
Always.
Oh, thanks everyone.
We're looking good in the studio. What's happening in the world of fashion?
Well, we've been talking about different skate brands, skate and surf brands, so I thought I'd talk about probably the one that first I noticed growing up. And this one is called X Large, and I'm sure that many of the BFM listeners will know this label. Because I actually thought that Mike D of Beastie Boys was part of it, like was one of the creators and things like that. It turns out he's actually one of the investors. If you know X Large, then you know what it looks like. I'm just going to describe. It's kind of a little bit like street. It's definitely streetwear and culture. It was based in LA. It kind of looks a bit like a cross between Dickies and Carhartt and that sort of thing. It was formed in 1991 by a guy called Eli Boners with a Z on the end and Adam Silverman. And Adam Silverman was his roommate at Rhode Island School of Design, and Eli had studied architecture. And Adam was walking his dog one day. He runs into Mike D of Beastie Boys, and he tells him what he's up to, legend has it, and they are looking for some investment money. And Mike D from Beastie Boys invests in the company, which is great, along with a whole lot of other people. And so X Large is born.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. But it's based in LA. They start their first store, as I said, in 1991. And it has a whole lot of kind of, culturally influential people, like Spike Jonze did the catalogue, the photography. He had a lot to do with it. Also, Chloe Sevigny, she was kind of like the fit model for X Girl, which was the female version, which came out in 1994 and was designed with Daisy Von Firth of X Large and also Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth. And their store was in New York, of course.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So
it's a veritable who's who of who's cool.
Yeah, of the 90s, I guess. What's actually super cool is that in New Zealand, in Auckland, in La Gonda Arcade, right next to an iconic record store called Crawl Space, there was a shop called Bunny Boutique, and they stocked these items of clothing. And when people like Sonic Youth and really cool bands in the 90s used to come to New Zealand, they would always go to Crawl Space, and they would always also stop into Bunny Boutique. And I remember this from my teenage years. Of course, I still wore all black, and X-Girl and X-Large were lots of different colours. So I remember that I bought my first black eyeshadow, and it's the best eyeshadow I've ever have. I still have it.
Really?
And it's called Cookie Puss, which is actually the first single that Beastie Boys ever released.
Ah.
And I'm not actually sure whether that's associated with them, but it's quite interesting that it was with the X Large and X Girl kind of label. And that store was run by the artist Stella, who is the partner of Alan Holt of the New Zealand Music Commission. So it's kind of like, yeah. So when I was a teenager, I was always in awe of these people because they were always so cool. But basically X Large became quite well known because Mike D, when they released Check Your Head, the Beastie Boys, and when on the subsequent tour, Mike D of the Beastie Boys wore that clothing for the entire tour, and so all the fans just kind of went crazy and started buying it. They also had, this is pre-internet, so people, there was the equivalent, a 1-800 number in the US, so people used to ring up and mail order the clothing. And then, of course, when they ended up getting a fully fledged website in 1997, people would buy off that. And it also had a close association with Grand Royal, which was Mike D's label, and that had artists like Luscious Jackson and even Sean Lennon on it. And they had a store in Canada, in Toronto, and artists used to perform there. And unfortunately, it closed down, but yeah. So it's kind of really a big fusion of art and music and street culture and all that sort of thing. The owners, Adam Silverman, actually left around 2000. He became a really well-known ceramicist.
Oh.
Random, but true. And Eli Boners, he ended up selling it to a Tokyo company called B International because their X-Large's second store actually opened up in Tokyo because it was really fashionable there. And they were such big Beastie Boys fans.
How cool. And we all just glossed over the fact that that person's surname was Boners.
Yeah.
We're having a lot of laughs.
With a Z.
Yeah.
I was going to go, oh, yeah, let's, yeah.
No, it's for the juvenile people like me.
He probably pronounced it like Boners or something.
Of course,
like that.
Yeah. He would have been trying out all sorts of different nicknames
Boners
on the playground.
Yeah.
Tough times at intermediate. But yeah. Look what he made of himself.
I know.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's quite interesting how these people start off these kind of iconic labels and things, and then they go, oh yeah, I'm just going to sell it off now, I'm going to do something else.
Yeah, go into ceramics.
Yeah,
of all things.
And I've looked, because I love ceramics.
That's right, you do. I've seen your vases. Yeah. They're incredible.
And I was looking at his ceramics and he's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, his stuff is really awesome.
Pots and bowls?
No, he is more sculptural.
Ah.
Which is kind of my fave.
Yeah. I'll bet you he's got a very tastefully designed house. You know, I'd wager anything this guy's got a nice place.
Yeah, he's got, you can actually, if you Google Adam Silverman, you can just go, oh yeah, artist, ceramicist, fancy house.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it as soon as this is over.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for this other edition of Fashion. You've picked a song for us.
Yeah, I thought I'd take one from Check Your Head. So we're going to hear So What You Want by Beastie Boys.
Listen, in my head, I just wanna take a down. Imagination set loose.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.